Welcome to the Hire Hacker Podcast, specifically focused on hacking your sourcing for your organization. My name is Ryan Kohler, and today we are going to talk about one of the highest quality sources and therefore one of the most powerful sources of applicant flow for the average business. We like to call this direct interest. This is when a job seeker is interested specifically in your company, not a specific job. And to be honest, most companies don't really do a great job maximizing the results from this. So today we're going to walk through exactly how to approach it and how to make the most out of what is one of the most powerful sources of qualified applicants for your organization. Direct interest applicants. Look, it's probably not that this is non-existent for your company, this source. You probably actually do get applicants from here already. In fact, for many organizations, this might already be a great source. They just don't know about it. It's just that if you don't actively drive the flywheel or flywheels, meaning know what they are, add fuel, reduce the friction, then you won't maximize the results from this and you'll miss out on one of the highest quality sources of applicants, highest quality measured in interviews and hires, not applicant total applicant flow. So let's unpack what direct interest is. While job boards deal with job seekers who are looking for a specific job title or a type of job, whether they're active, meaning they actually go to the job board, or whether they're passive, meaning they receive emails from the job board, almost everything around job board advertising has to do with the title of the job. These sources we're talking about, on the other hand, have to do with people looking to work for a specific company, specifically your company, because they have a relationship with you. And again, once again, we can split this between active, meaning they're actively looking to work for your company because they know your company, or passive, meaning they already have an ongoing relationship with your company that maybe we can bring them from customer or prospect over to potential employee for your company. Now, why does this matter? Number one, these people are looking for you specifically because they know, like, and trust you. They like your products and services or your brand or your culture or your values, and they simply put, want to be a part of it. These individuals make awesome employees because they already know the context or the story of your company at some level. Think about it. If you're a restaurant, this is your customer who loves your food. If you are somewhere in the supply chain, this might be one of your vendors, either before and after, that loves the experience of engaging with your company compared to where they work today. The simple fact of the matter is most of these individuals come to your company with some part of the backstory of what it is your company does, what it's trying to accomplish, what makes it different, etc. The mistakes or challenges along direct interest, well, number one, most companies don't, and most managers or management or HR don't realize the quality of applicants coming from here because they don't hear it very often when they're reviewing resumes. They don't realize that this can have a 4 or 5 times quality, therefore power score, to say job boards. Number two, they don't think they can impact the outcome or results. They're like, hey, it's cool, but there's nothing we can do to make it better. And so either you check the box, you just do the minimum necessary, or you literally don't know what to do, so you just ignore it. The one biggest challenge here is that most likely this is something that HR cannot get done on their own. You are going to need the help of your marketing team at the very least, and potentially your operations team as well. So I've made a 3-step process for how to go about maximizing your results from direct interest sources, and there's a bunch of them. Step number one, get management and manager buy-in. The way that you do this is pull a source report. That's where your applicants come from, except you're going to have to go a step further and also pull a interview source report and a hire source report. What you're looking for is to be able to compare and specifically focus, number one, on where your hires come from, number two, where the highest quality people, meaning interviews, come from, and the conversion rate of those from applicant to hire or applicant to interview. We actually have a worksheet you can use for this that you can download. Just click on the link below. Next up, using that data, we create a power score for each source. And the goal of this is to be able to explain to management and managers that this one source, while it may not generate a lot of applicants, has the potential to generate a ton of power when it comes to actually hiring people. Now, let me stop at this point. If you don't have the data here for this, and even if you do, another option that will give you even more power is get access to a big data set of everybody's data, or individual data sets of other companies ranked from good, better, and best, or terrible, right? We have some of this available overall as well as in some industries. What this will do is allow you to show your management team and managers, number one, what it should look like even if you don't have data, and number two, where you fit compared to everybody else so they see there is potential for growth, and number three could be where you sit versus your industry. So if you'd like to see those reports, let us know and we'll more than happy to give them to you. So that's number one, get their buy-in. And what you're really looking for the buy-in is to then be able to show them the roadmap. These are the things that we need done, and to ask for specific help from specific people, specifically and more specifically, this will be from marketing and potentially from your operations team. Those are the people who have access to different information around it. Next up, step two, now that we have the buy-in, you need to understand the flywheel and be able to explain it to them, right? The flywheel, you can go back and listen to or read one of our previous discussions, but a flywheel is a process that runs for eternity, that continues to spin. And more importantly, it's not just a process that goes in a circle. It's a process that goes in a circle that keeps on spinning where you know that you can either add fuel to make it spin faster or reduce friction to make it spin faster. But the flywheel is really quite simple. Number one, you go around the flywheel and ask yourself these questions. The number one is, who are we targeting, right? That is, what of all the different direct sources am I looking at? So you pick one source. The next part is, how do we get those individuals' attention? How do we get their eyeballs to look at, you know, whatever, where are they looking right now? And how can we get something in front of those eyeballs to grab their attention? Number three, once we have their attention, how do we make what they look at engaging and exciting? This is most likely going to be a job ad of some point or some type that you're directing them to. But keep in mind, you may have to land them on a page about your company before you show them the job openings, because these individuals are once again looking at your company, not the job. So how do we make whatever page we land them on that talks about at a more zoomed out level why we're a great place to work, how do we make that engaging and exciting? This would be a great place for a video along with some content that generically talks about your culture, your values, your career paths, your mentorship, all that kind of stuff, your perks and benefits. The next stage in the flywheel is, what is our call to action? Once they're looking at that page and exciting, what do we want them to do next? Most likely that will be go look at the individual jobs, but your call to action might also be to get them to either follow you on Facebook or, more importantly, to give you their email address so that you can send them new job alerts every time you post a job. And then finally, how do we convert them? How do we get them to become an applicant who is actively being considered for a job? Is that process easy? What's the apply process, et cetera, et cetera? That is the flywheel. And as you come around to the conversion, then you start again, either by looking at that target again and expanding your results inside of that specific target or source, or by picking another source and adding to it. Step number three is that you're going to have to run around the flywheel multiple times for each of these sources. The first group of sources are what I call active seekers. These are people who are looking to work for your company. Either they come to your website and they're looking for the careers link. Maybe they heard about your company. Maybe they saw your company somewhere. But they've already kind of moved down the process in wanting to to apply for a job or see what you guys have available. So that would be website traffic and previous applicants who applied in the past. These are the two sources that you can run the flywheel flow for in looking at how do we create a plan, create a roadmap, and drive the applicant flow from these sources. The second group are what we call passive seekers. These individuals are engaging with your company for some other reason, most likely because they're buyers or they're prospects or whatever the case may be. They may be suppliers or vendors, but they're not engaging with your company around the concept of applying for a job. And our goal that we have to engage there is to disrupt them and then get them to switch their mindset from I'm looking to buy to, oh, it might be interesting to work for this company. These sources include website traffic, only their customers or prospects. Your Facebook following for, once again, your prospects and customers. It could be other social networks as well, but it is your marketing team's following that they've created or your customer success or support team's following they've created. Number three, our prospect or customer communication, whether that's email blasts, newsletters, receipts, the bag we hand them when they walk out, the building, the product we ship them, any of those communication points could be a source that you could run the flywheel for to figure out how to turn that source and those individuals who see it into job seekers, right? Actual applicants. Next up are walk-in customers. If you have a brick and mortar building, like a retail location, a restaurant, a bank, a credit union, anything like that, walk-in customers are a source of potential passive seekers if you can switch their mindset into job-seeking mode and then run the flywheel with them. And then once again, the last part, our previous applicants can show up here as well from a passive standpoint. You have previous applicants maybe in the last 90 days. You know they're actively looking for a job. And you might have previous applicants from like a year ago that you could still re-engage. So for each of these sources, there's seven of them, you need to take and run the flywheel around. Once again, who are we targeting? So for instance, let's start with one of these and say website traffic for job seekers who come to our website looking to see if we have openings. So who are we targeting? Job seekers who land on our company webpage. How do we get their attention? Well, when they land on the page, they're most likely searching for our careers page specifically. We would get their attention by making sure in both the header and the footer that there is a link that says careers, jobs, employment, something like that. Something they don't have to search and dig for, something that they can click from the homepage and from any page on our website directly to get there, right? How do we make it engaging, exciting? Well, these individuals are most likely already know they want to work for us. They're going to want that link to take them directly to a list of jobs. You might build in an intermediary page where you talk about why you're a great place to work. There wouldn't be a problem with that, as long as that page is engaging and then shows them or takes them quickly to a list of jobs. What is our call to action? Learn about our careers. Find our open jobs. Just as you think about that link and the calls to action throughout the flow, you have to keep asking yourself, what is the most logical next step they'd like to take? How can we, number one, increase the excitement or fuel to take it and decrease the friction, right? And then finally, how do we convert them? That will be our online application. You better make sure that it is short and sweet and easy, that it asks just the minimal information needed for them expressing interest in the job. That normally means resume, job questions, EEO information, right? Vets, gender, race, vets, disabled status, and how they heard about the job, and that's it. Do not make that application process a full long application or you will end up losing these super high quality candidates. This is especially important when you start running the flywheel for passive people who are customers or prospects that you're switching their mindset to think about working for you. They are less desperate and less engaged in applying for a job. So make sure that conversion piece, the online application, is as short and easy as possible. And so that is the entire flywheel. You can take and run that over and over and over again for each of these different sources in order to come up with the roadmap and the plan for how to go about doing this. If you have any questions or you want to download any of our guides or templates, just respond to this email or shoot us an email and we'll help you with it. Until next time, good luck hiring. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the 90 Days of Sourcing podcast, mini series, whatever you want to call it. Super excited for you to be along this ride and along this journey with us. As you are listening to this, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and watch for new episodes coming out in your email or from the podcast system or however you consume our content. I would love to hear any questions, comments, concerns, feedback you have about today's podcast or any episode, to be honest, of any piece of content, whatever it is, or even to hear your specific challenges and pains you're struggling with sourcing. So if you want to give me some feedback, shoot me an email to ryankohler@applicantpro.com. That's Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Kohler, like the faucet, K-O-H-L-E-R, @applicantpro.com. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, good luck hiring.